What's up, everyone? This is your host, Marco.
And this is your host, Clayton.
And you're listening to the
Pre-Dental Podcast. My gosh.
Got it every time.
It's absolutely unbelievable, really.
Yeah, so we want to start this episode out by saying that this episode is brought to you by absolutely nobody.
Yeah, we really need a sponsor. We're very broke, very poor. We hardly have any money to actually record this podcast right now.
We are recording this from a cardboard box.
We are.
AKA my house.
That is exactly correct. So if you would like to sponsor us, be sure to reach out. We will welcome you with open arms.
And a good deal.
That's right.
Because Clayton and I suffer from addiction, like many Americans do.
Very much so. And Marco, what is that addiction exactly?
We are addicted to trading stocks.
And we are not very good at it. So that's not a good addiction to have.
Well, the problem is that if it was like golf, we'd be good. You know, like the lowest score wins.
That is true.
Because my score, aka my money, is constantly lowering.
Lower. I thought that's how it's supposed to be. I am in the red daily.
Love that. So as always, we have another PSA for you here, and that's get the damn vaccine.
Just do it. Like, listen to our episode that we made. We dive into all of it and why you should get it and why we think it's a good idea. If you have questions, reach out to us, please.
Seriously, like, Clayton and I work hard, like, once a year at most. And we worked hard on that episode.
We did.
And it's like, we just need you guys to listen to it, and we need you to get the vaccine. We need you to encourage your friends and family to get the vaccine. I had a phone call with one of my friends the other day and convinced him to get the vaccine because there's a lot of misinformation out there.
So much. And that's what's been so bad about it, is just the misinformation. But we get all into that in our COVID vaccine podcast episode, so just be sure to check that out.
So what else we got going on here before we get our episode started?
Well, it's about 140 million thousand degrees outside here in good old NOLA. I don't know how it is where you are from, but I would imagine it is hot there as well.
Yep. So you need to join Clayton and I by staying hydrated. We're both currently drinking beer.
Yes.
Because that's the best way that we know how to stay hydrated.
I don't know any other way. I know nothing else to drink.
We encourage you all to drink your drink of choice. Stay hydrated. Stay safe out there. And the last thing we have before we get going here is the Olympics.
Yeah, so there's been so much controversy this go around with the Olympics. I feel like there's been more controversy with the Olympics this year than there ever has been with any other Olympic Games.
Right, because it started out with the cardboard beds.
If y'all haven't heard about the cardboard beds, please.
Oh, they're hilarious.
It is so funny, and the reason for them, fantastic.
Yeah, we don't want to divulge all that on air here, but just, I mean, you have the world's strongest and most athletic people, and you think this cardboard bed is going to stop them. But
just Google.
Hey, you know, so there was cardboard beds, and then there was marijuana.
I feel like there's always marijuana in every single sport.
Right. There's always something that comes up. I feel like we haven't seen something like this, though, since Phelps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was interesting to see how it all played out. I think she handled it wonderfully.
Yeah, I agree.
She, you know, didn't make excuses or anything like that. But I think there's some unbelievable athletes that are going to be competing.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You got Biles. You got Naomi.
Simone is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the... How high she can jump in the air after a flip is just...
I mean, I can't jump that high when I'm on a trampoline.
I can't either. It blows my mind.
But she does it.
It's impressive. Okay, well, I think we discussed everything that's going on in the world.
All right, good episode. Talk to you guys later.
We'll talk. Y'all have a good rest of your day.
No. On the real, though, we are going to talk about our summer and let you know what happened.
Exactly, because it's important... When you get into dental school, to know what you're going to do during the summer. So it's important to plan that out, kind of have an idea of what's going to be going on. And Marco and I did very, very different things during our summer, and I think we can give out some good advice. So, Marky, let's start with you. What went on this summer?
So my summer was kind of divided up into two parts. And I'll preface all this by saying that your summer is largely dependent on which dental school you go to and what year you're heading into. So for some people, You know, you might get that first year off out of dental school. Like, after your D1 year, you'll get a month or two off for summer. But then going into your D3 or D4 year, you might have summer clinics, so you may only get a week or two off. We were thankful that we had well over a month off this year, which was really nice. But the problem was that we didn't have a summer last year because of COVID, and we were making up clinic and all of that. So, you know, it was our first break since school essentially started. So the first half of my summer was relatively tame. I was hanging out in New Orleans for the first half of it, just hanging out with a bunch of friends and friends' families that live down here and all that. I'm not going to get into too specific details of like who that was or anything like that, but
be sure to listen to our relationship podcast.
Yikers. Anyways, yeah. So was hanging out with some certain folks, and that was fun. It was nice to just relax and enjoy New Orleans for what it was and be a tourist for a little while. I went home for a few days. I had drill with the National Guard, which actually brings me to what I did during the second half of the summer, and that was go to boot camp. So
boot camp?
Yep. We learned how to wear boots.
That's very important to know how to do, especially being from Arkansas.
It was a summer camp for kids who wear boots.
It's important.
They let me go because I didn't have a childhood.
We're going down a dark road right now, and we need to turn this car around.
Oh, gosh. No, it was... So we made an HPSP episode way back when, and I talked about...
A long time ago.
A very long time ago. That was back when we were still like recording ourselves on camera and actually cared what we looked like and stuff when we were doing these.
And cared what we said.
Yeah, it's interesting going back listening to those episodes. It's so rigid.
Oh, we were so prim and proper. We were like sitting up straight and we were like, hi, our names are Clayton and Marco.
And now it's like, the hell's up? I'm too busy.
What's going on?
But, yeah, so if you go and listen to that episode, I talked about how there's summer trainings that you have to do. So I actually completed the first half of my summer training for the Guard. So whether you do active duty or you do reserves or you do National Guard, you have to complete two different summer courses. And one is called DCC, so it's the direct commission course. And then the other one is called Bullock B, which stands for Basic Officer Leadership Course.
These things sound made up.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing in the Army, is that everything has to have an acronym.
Of course, yeah.
So I attended the direct commission course, and it's usually a four-week course. However, ours was only 3 weeks because there was a severe backlog of students who needed to complete DCC because they didn't get to go because of COVID. So ours was pretty modified, but I can still talk about the experience and, you know, give some pointers to what I knew and what I wish I would have known going into it.
So what do you wish you would have known going into this?
So I felt more prepared because I had been with my unit and whatnot, but if I was someone who didn't have any military experience and was going to this for the first time, order your uniforms ahead of time, like order your PTs, which is what you work out in, order like your multicams, which is like general soldier, like what you would picture like a toy soldier wearing or something like that, like, you know what I'm saying, just the regular outfit. I'm trying to describe it like layman terms here.
Oh, for us stupid people.
Oh, shut up. Well, you're stupid, but that's true. But order your uniforms ahead of time. You're not really going to need civilian clothes while you're there because you're going to be in uniform every day. And bring some snacks when you go because, you know, you're going to eat at the cafeteria. But whenever you're not eating at the cafeteria, there's very limited snacks. So, you know, if you get hungry, it's kind of too bad. And, you know, they're really not going to let you order food during the week. And then, like, get in some sort of physical shape. Like, you don't have to be, like, a stud athlete or anything. But, like, be able to run 2 miles consistently. Like, be able to do more than 5 push-ups at a time. Like,
run what consistently?
2 miles.
2 miles. In a vehicle? Can we drive to 2 miles?
You know, be able to do some air squats, things like that. Bring some books with you. That was something that I did that I really enjoyed because you have a lot of downtime while you're there.
I remember you texting me during your time, and you were complaining about how cold the air condition was. Did y'all have very good air conditioning
there? So, okay, yeah. So that was a weird thing, is that our room had really good air conditioning, and it was so cold, but then the AC just, like, quit working one day, and then it was just ungodly hot. Like, oh, man, it was... I mean, we didn't have a thermometer or anything in our room, but, like, you know, like, when you're laying in bed and you're just sweating because it's so hot and you just can't fall asleep? Like, that's how it was for probably 5 or 6 days, and then finally they got the AC working again. But there were some people that for the entire duration of the course did not have air conditioning. So be prepared for that. So kind of like a life hack that we did here was... we've got sleeping bags. So they're going to furnish sleeping supplies to you. So it's like these really old blankets and sheets and whatnot. But bring a sleeping bag and then just make your bed like the military style and then put your sleeping bag on top of that. That way in the mornings, you don't have to make your bed every day. You can just throw your sleeping bag under your bed. And that's what we all did. And it saved so much time because, you know, especially in the morning, like 5-10 extra minutes of sleep makes all the difference in the world. They do have fans in the rooms, but like they're not very good.
I'm gonna start sleeping in a sleeping bag on my bed at home. That way Emily doesn't yell at me for not making the bed.
Oh, I'm so bad about that. Yeah. I mean, I slept on the couch last night.
I like sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, look at Stella. Stella's just cuddled up over there.
Okay, so y'all had to quarantine when you first got there.
Yeah, so the first 7 days, which we were the last class that'll have to quarantine unless... things change because of the Delta variant, because people don't want to get their vaccines. But I will say, our whole unit, almost 300 of us, got tested, and two people tested positive, which is great that, like, it was only two people, and it was because we had over a 90% vaccine rate.
Awesome.
So, you know, I think it's just a testament to, like, we all traveled from across the country, and no one contracted COVID. We even got tested twice, one the day we got there, and then one 7 days in. So get the vaccine. But yeah, we had to quarantine the first 7 days we were there, and it was basically death by PowerPoint, just watching lecture after lecture.
Sounds like dental school.
Yeah, essentially. But then you get to finally start going outside and doing physical fitness and, oh, bring a yoga mat, because sometimes you'll have to work out in your room if it's like storming really bad out there. They have like a lightning policy, I think it is. Basically, like if it's like lightning outside, they don't want, you know, 100 students out there.
That makes sense.
Standing in the rain so no one gets struck. But yeah, you know, bring a yoga mat and then be in physical fitness condition, like be able to do some workouts. And you'll finally get to go outside. We didn't get to do a lot of this stuff, but I know you guys will. So you'll get to do like land navigation. You'll get a thing called a rubber ducky. Yeah. So it's actually like, you know, a military issued rifle. But it has like a yellow cap on the end to signify that it's not a real gun, and it's the same color as a rubber ducky. So they call them rubber duckies because the gun doesn't actually shoot, but it's an actual gun. So
sounds legit to me.
Yeah, so you'll get to do that. You'll learn how to march and call cadence. And the whole point of DCC, the Direct Commission course, is to inculcate people to the Army and to show them like what being a soldier is like, to show them how to wear the uniform, to show them all like the proper customs and courtesies. Because when you get to Bullock, that's when you'll do your medical training and you'll learn like how to do a medical evac, how to be a doctor for the military. Like you get into the much more nitty-gritty of it, but you have to have a basic intro, which is what DCC does. You'll do like a marching competition. We did a marching competition, and they'll just call out random directions, and you're within your squad and you have to do that. So yeah, there's a lot to look forward to, and don't be nervous about any of it, because that's the thing in the military, where they're not going to ask you to do anything that they didn't teach you. So there's really not a whole lot, if any, prerequisite knowledge. Like we had people that didn't even know how to wear their uniform properly. And, you know, of course they got corrected and whatnot, but it's not like, don't imagine like drill sergeants just like screaming in your face. Like it really wasn't like that. I mean, sure, there was a little bit of yelling, but nothing too crazy.
So working a little bit backwards, you did this after our second year in dental school. Do you have to do it after your second year in dental school, or can you kind of do it whenever?
No, you can do it whenever. So I was actually going to do it after D1 year, but because of COVID, the classes like were impossible to get into because they were so small and restricted, and they had a full 2-week quarantine. Oh, excuse me.
Now you just made everyone yawn listening to this.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome. If you're driving, you know, pull over, do 10 jumping jacks, and get back in the car. But, yeah, I don't know. It's better to get it done sooner rather than later, especially if you're active duty, because you can't move forward in your military career until you get this and Bullock done. So, if you don't do it now, you have to do it after school. And especially if you're in the Guard or Reserves where you're going to be working a private practice job, that's a lot of money lost. Also, you get paid to go. Like, I got paid a couple thousand to go to this course, which I have no problem saying because you can literally go online and look up, like, how much National Guard gets paid on active duty orders.
And then he lost all of it in the stock market.
That's big facts. Lost every penny of it and more. But, yeah, so think about it like this. Like, when you're in school and you're not making money, you have the opportunity to make more money. Or when you're out of school and you're making a lot of money, you have, I guess, still the opportunity to go to training. And, like, sure, they're going to pay you, but it's not going to pay near as much as what you would make in private practice or working for corporate or anything like that. So if you can get it done sooner rather than later, definitely do it. Now, there's some people where it just never works out with their breaks, and that's okay. You don't necessarily get penalized for that. But, like, let's say you're trying to do like a military residency, you can't start those until you complete these trainings. You know, you can't be eligible for promotion until you complete these trainings. Like, you can't go on a deployment until you complete these trainings. So, you know, the sooner the better, even though you're probably gonna have to miss some of your summer break, and like you're gonna miss hanging out with your friends. Like, I was stuck in my room on 4th of July, and that was a big bummer, but you know, it kind of is what it is.
So Marco here actually missed our first week of D3 year. How did you go about contacting the professors? Was it an excused absence? How did all of that go down?
Yeah, so it's funny because one of my other classmates was trying to also miss the first week of school because she wanted to go see her grandma or something like that. And the school said, absolutely not. Like, if you're not there, like, that's just too bad. Like, you know, you got to get it done. But, you know, when you're on active duty military orders, it's very hard, if not impossible, for a school to truly tell you no. Like, you can provide the proper documentation, you can give them advance notice, things like that. And it's like, basically, like, when the military says you're going, you're going. So I had contacted our dean of academic affairs, who's a super nice lady, and she bent over backwards to work with me. And then I also reached out to the faculty members of the classes who I would be missing. And I explained the situation to them. And they also bent over backwards to help me out. I had a very pleasant experience. And I don't want to say I'm necessarily surprised, because I believe that the faculty I had during that week were all just like nice people. But yeah, just reach out to your faculty as far in advance as you can, and like, let them know exactly when you're going to be gone, when you're coming back, and ask them for the opportunity of how to make up your work.
And I think, I mean, Marco emphasized it, but that's the most important thing, is just reaching out to them far enough in advance, because Marco could have gone to boot camp, and while he was at boot camp, could have emailed them and said, hey, I'm not going to be there on the first week, so sorry. That's not how you do it. Because one of the professors actually had you come in early and
actually
do some work.
I actually started one of our classes during those few weeks off I had during the summer. I had to like go to his office, read over a bunch of PowerPoints. Like, we had like thorough discussions on it, which really helped me. I did well on the final because I felt like I genuinely knew the material. So it was kind of a win in that regard. But, you know, if I hadn't reached out to him far enough in advance, I would probably still be making up that class right now on top of trying to schedule patients and everything else. Like, the D3 is just so busy. It's not hard, it's just busy.
It's craziness right now because we start clinic August 2nd, and right now it's July 23rd. So that's in about a week. So it's getting kind of crazy right now. But that's so important with anything. Whether you're in the Army or not in the Army, or whether you're in whatever, just reach out to your professors as early in advance as you possibly can. And I would say 89% of the time they will work with you and it's all going to be okay.
Right. And always provide a solution. Never just present your problems.
Yeah, because they're going to be like,
okay. And that goes for anything in dental school. Like, and we actually have a new clinic policy where if you need to change your rotation, you're not allowed to email them and just let them know. You have to provide a solution. You would say like, hey, I can't be in clinic August 2nd because I have... Or I can't be at my rotation August 2nd because I have X, Y, and Z. However, Clayton is going to cover my rotation and I'm going to switch with him and I'm going to cover his date on August 5th or whatever it is.
I mean, because it creates so much more work for the professor in charge for them to have to figure out a solution. It takes 10 more emails, them emailing back and forth with you when you could have just provided a solution in the first place. Like, have enough respect for them to provide that and come up with the solution on your own.
Right. So even if you don't necessarily have a solution, always put a tagline in there of, and that's what I did with my summer email because I didn't know how they wanted me to proceed. And I said, you know, I will be gone on these dates. This is when I return. I am willing to reach out to all my professors and figure out how each of them would like me to move forward. And then at that point, the school was like, yeah, I mean, like you seem on top of it. Like we're over a month away from this, like you have plenty of time to figure it out. And then when I reached out to the professors, they all said the same thing. Like, you reached out super early. So how about you just come to my office and we'll talk. And, you know, we just went from there. So.
What other advice do you have for people who are getting ready to go to boot camp?
Don't be scared. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the easiest thing in the world. You have to wake up super early every day. You're going to have roommates. I had two other roommates. We were never super close, but, you know, that's okay. Some people became best friends with their roommates. That happens. But, yeah, so it was three of us in a room, and then we had a bathroom attached to our room. So that was kind of nice that, like, you didn't have to use, like, a public area. So, you know, definitely be courteous to your roommates. But, you know, don't be scared because it's going to fly by. And like, yeah, you're going to get yelled at a few times. That's just part of like the initiation process.
We get yelled at in dental school.
Yeah, literally. You're going to get yelled at in clinic everywhere in life. And then you get married. I'm sure Clayton can attest to this. And then you get married and you get yelled at for doing things there.
I have the right to remain silent. Hey.
But, you know, just... There's an expression in the military, and it goes, embrace the suck. Like, sometimes, yeah, and it's a funny expression, but it's like, you know, sometimes life is going to suck. Like, sometimes, like, you're going to be put in crappy situations, and you don't want to be there. Like, I certainly did not want to be at DCC during certain points, but, you know, you kind of just take it on the chest.
Embrace the suck.
And you embrace the suck, and you're going to blink, and it's going to be over. And you meet some cool people along the way. Like, I made some good friends that are living across the country and are doing very cool things. I learned more about like veterinary school. I learned more about PA school because I interacted with those folks and, you know, just try and get to know them and ask questions and do some learning while you're there, you know, expand your horizons a bit. But they're all in the same situation you are. Like almost no one there has extensive military experience. We had one guy who was an Army Ranger and then decided to go back and go to dental school. And I was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
That's
sick. Like, he had been on deployment several times. And I'm like, why are you at this course? Like,
government.
Yeah, but he did it. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, you're going to meet some really cool people there. And you have nothing to be nervous for. That was something that surprised me, is that they had asked several different times at several different points during the day, every single day, like, do you have any questions? What can we be doing differently? Like, are you understanding what's going on? And, you know, they're not always that nice about it, but
yeah,
you know, there was no point where I felt like I couldn't ask a question or get clarification on what's going on.
Well, that's good, because a lot of times you see in the movie and you think about boot camp and it's just, you know, them yelling at you and making you feel stupid. But they also realize you're professionals in a professional school, So they
well that and you're a commissioned officer yeah. already, so it's a not different. Like you know, it's not like you are coming in as a private or a private first class or anything like that. Like you are a commissioned officer, and that in itself deems a certain level of respect. But you know, I think it's like with anything in life, if you want to get that respect, you also have to give it, because right. you know, we didn't have drill sergeants, we just had regular sergeants teaching us, and they were great. And it's like, yes, technically an officer outranks a sergeant, however in the teaching environment they were our superiors and we had to respect that, and I think they gave us a lot of respect in return.
Definitely. Do you have any more advice that you would like to give out?
Bring a towel. Oh my god, I forgot a towel, and then we couldn't go to the store until like day 9 or 10.
What?
Yeah, so I would just have to stand in the shower for like 15-20 minutes after.
You air dry
each time and air dry. Yeah, it was so miserable.
That sounds like the worst. That
made my experience like 10 times worse. Yeah. Just having to air dry every time. At some point I got desperate and I like washed my sweater and I had to use that, and that wasn't very good.
Talk about roughing it.
Yeah, it was. Also, like, bring snacks, because some people just straight up didn't eat MREs. I personally think MREs are kind of good. Like, I enjoy them, but some...
they have, like, 3,000 calories.
Yeah, and that was the crazy thing. I was eating an MRE at least once a day while I was there. I mean, there was a few days where we would go to the cafeteria all three times, but, like, you know, sometimes you just get busy, and you can't go. And I actually lost 10 pounds while I was there.
You looked a little thinner. Laid off the pizza a little bit, huh?
Laid off the pizza just a little bit. And I think it's maybe just because, like, overall I wasn't eating as much, but... And I was also working out every yeah. single day, which I mean, I usually do now, but it's like I would work out for multiple hours a day because it was kind of like prison. There was nothing else to do. So.
Emily wants to work out this weekend, and I said, why?
Is it that time of year?
If you guys don't know. That time of year was like February.
Yeah. Clayton works out once a year. It's like a big deal.
It is.
Like, he gets all dressed up.
I'm ready. I got a sweatband. I've got my Nike shorts I only wear once a year just for working out. I got my tennis shoes. My gosh. I worked out once with Marco, and I never went back.
Yeah, we
my
did.
My legs are still sore.
We did legs that day, which I shouldn't have led so strongly. But you kept up. You kept up during the workout. You were good. It was just the next day when... I had to wheel you into class on a wheelchair.
He had to carry me on his back.
Oh, boy.
I think that's good. If y'all have any more questions about boot camp.
Yeah, feel free to reach out. I'm going to try and make a YouTube video at some point. Just because there's not a lot of information about DCC. Just because it's like such a minute part of yeah. your training. Like,
but
it's not super serious. But it's like...
It's still a major part because yeah. you have to plan out a month of your time during the summer, so...
Yeah, and you know, when you're gone, not everything survives. So, Clayton, what did you do this summer?
We'll have another relationship podcast soon. I did the same thing. I went to boot camp as well. Called Arkansas. No, so... I believe it is important to have balance in your life. So a lot of people do different things during the summer in dental school. Some people think that it's very important that you go shadow and that you learn as much as you can during the summer. And it is. It's a great time to build connections and meet other dentists and shadow those dentists. Some people did research at the school during the summer. So they, you know, they do this research through the summer, and then sometimes they get a stipend. I don't think they did this year.
Do they not?
I don't think so.
But not surprising.
But if your research goes well enough, you can continue to work on it throughout the year, possibly end up getting published, and that really helps when you go on if you want to specialize. So Marco and I do not do research because we don't know what the word specialize means anymore. Some people go and visit family and friends, and that is what I chose to do. Because what I thought I was going to do this summer is shadow a little bit more and learn more dentistry. But here's the thing. We're in dental school. And my view is I'm going to learn more in dental school. And I would rather go see friends and family during the summer and kind of take a break. Because taking a break, very important while in dental school, especially going into a busy year like D3 year where we're going to be booked all the time and you're not going to get a chance to go and visit family and friends. So if you do choose to go and visit family and friends during the summer and you don't, you know, shadow at a dental office or whatever, don't feel guilty. It's okay. Take that time for yourself. That there's nothing wrong with doing that. If you choose to do research during the summer, there's nothing wrong with that. Continuing to further yourself. I also worked quite a bit during the summer because Emily had to be down here to work. So I would give vaccines and stuff during the summer doing that. But most of the time it was just back and forth between Arkansas and loved it. Went to the beach once. Did not get sunburned, baby.
Yeah, you were also wearing long sleeves.
You better believe I was.
He was wearing a tan shirt.
I remember when I was 15 years old and I was at the beach and I was getting baked. And like, and the sun scents, not the marijuana scents, you bunch of degenerates. But I was getting so sunburned. But I was making fun of all the people wearing the sun shirts, which is a long-sleeved. It's a nice way to say a long-sleeved shirt for the very fair-skinned people. And I was making fun of all these those people. And I was like, why would you wear a long-sleeved shirt on the beach? And then the next day, I couldn't move because I was so sunburned. And from then on, I refuse to get sunburned at the beach because it's miserable, and I will wear long pants if I have to.
Yeah, Clayton's a little bit more on the fair complexion.
I have so many freckles, it would blow your mind.
Absolutely. But I think you said it really well. Like, I'm going to be quite honest. If you're not trying to specialize, don't spend your summer doing research. Like, the stipend is dismal compared to what you could be making babysitting.
Yeah.
And
waiting tables or...
Yeah, you can make a lot of money waiting tables. But yeah, don't do it if you don't have to. Like, it's just not worth your time and effort.
It's really not. I mean, if you really, really enjoy research, then do it. But if you're on the fence about it and you're not thinking you're going to specialize, I would do something else.
Right.
I mean, if you're on the fence about specializing, I would go ahead and do it just in case. But
yeah, I just think you can make more money doing other things. And you can also, yeah, there's like the certain level of utility of your time of just going to spend it with your family and like getting out for a few weeks. Like, sure, like, was I super happy to go to boot camp for 3 weeks? Like, not really. But it got me out of New Orleans for a few weeks, so I had an appreciation for it when I got back. Like, it was weird. I got off the plane and I was like, man, I haven't been here in a minute. Like, this is weird.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it's just so important to go elsewhere and take a break and, you know, get a change of scenery and see people you haven't seen. It's so hard when you live out of state going back to see friends because you have so many people you want to see and talk to, but you don't have that much time.
Right.
So it's nice.
Especially when you do weekend trips.
Exactly. So it's nice during the summer. You can, you know, you can kind of plan it out better. You can see those different friends and you can see those different family members. So don't feel bad for taking time for yourself during the summer. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, wow.
Man.
I think you said it pretty well.
I think we crushed that.
So we will have more episodes coming out more frequently. We are both just gone for the summer. So if you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, I need to hear Clayton and Margo speak more.
This is the beginning of episode of
season three. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
You just said it. Yeah, we are on season three, aka our third year of dental school.
Holy mackerel.
Wow. Who would have thought we'd still be friends at this point?
Not me,
that's for dang sure. But anyways, if you guys have ideas of what you want us to talk about, we'll talk about literally anything. So just like
literally
shoot it
anything.
Our way. We'd be happy to get some ideas. We have a few ideas lined up and we're gonna get these episodes out once every couple weeks. I'm speaking it into existence now.
Yep. That's like me. It's like me speaking working out into existence. Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely do that.
Gosh.
Be sure to reach out if y'all have any questions, concerns, worries. If you're stressed in dental school right now and you...
Yeah, even if you need a vent.
Please, reach out. Love to talk to you.
You'll catch me lurking in some of the boot camp Facebook groups.
I see his freaking comments all the time, and I'm just like,
oh, they're so funny though. Sometimes I just
like he knows what's happening.
I just like I'll drink a glass or two of wine.
I know exactly what's going down.
I just see these posts, and I'm like, I gotta let the people know, or I ask them to spill the tea, or I just like stir the pot. It's a lot of fun.
If you see him lurking, just please.
Yeah, if you notice me posting
look
a GIF,
the other
just
way.
Like, don't even interact with it. Don't give
please
me that satisfaction.
Look the other way. Anyway, I think that's a wrap.
I think that's a wrap. This has been your host, Marco.
And this has been your host, Clayton.
And you've been listening to the Pre-Dental Podcast.
Booyah.
Another one bites the dust.